Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Kiddushin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, is broken up into two parts. The first part, Omer Li Shari Adam Kodesh Le'emanat Shadavar Alaych LaShilton V'asei Me'imach Kifo'el. Literally, again, a person says, I'm Mikodesh to you on condition that I speak on your behalf to the government, or I do something for you. Now, what's tricky about this is, he presented it as a condition, but these are things of inherent value. Then, if he did what he said he was going to do, then Mikodesh from Lavin and Mikodesh it. So the condition is real. Now, Amar Resh Lakish, Vahushin Atan Lashaba Pruta. He says, it's only if in addition to that, he also gave her some money. Uvisharlo, what the benefit of him speaking on her behalf to the government or working for her in the house is not something he can use as kedushin. Vatanya vischar shir kavtich alachamor shashivotich sheshavtich bekaron misfina. If he says, I already gave you a ride on the donkey, I already gave you a carriage or a place on the boat, be mekudeshet to me with that, then ain't mekudeshet. That's not good. But if he says, but the benefit that I'm going to care or take you on the donkey, or that I'm going to have you be on the carriage or the boat, mekudeshet, which means you can use the value of his work in advance, say, I'm going to do this work for you, be mekudeshet, and that works. You're going to say that in that case also, it's only if he also gives a shavapruta. Habeschar kamar, what he said was, with the value, with the payment, the wages, of that. V'otanya, shevimim b'tzavtav, a kadesh lach, a woman says to a man, sit, keep me company, let me kodesh it to you, schok lefanai, do some shtick in front of me, something funny, recall the funai, dance in front of me, asei kedimus hazeh, behave this way. Shaminim yesh po shavapruta, we estimate if the value of that entertainment is shavapruta, mekudeshet, and if not, and mekudeshet. Which means that we see that services, are a value also. Dimus Rash says it's a binyan, so it means, build something for me. Now, v'chitei machinam v'diyav la shavapruta, you're gonna say that case also, the kiddushim were only if you gave a shavapruta. Hashemino to kamar, the Braita explicitly said, we appraise the value of that work. So, Tiyuvtu Resh Lakish seems to be reproved that in a case like this, you do not need to also have a pruta. The value of the work itself is the kiddushin. No, I'm not Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish could defend himself as follows. Haitana Brasavar in the Chirut Ella Basof. Resh Lakish has a simple answer. He says, the Tan of the Braita says that all of Chirut pays at the end. That's something we saw a few daf ago. Back in the second parak. So therefore, when you work for somebody, it's collectible only at the end. And therefore, at the end, it's a real something that she has to pay. And you say, keep it, I'm a kaddish to you. And our Tana holds, schirut is collectible every moment, which means it becomes a milva, and therefore it's no good. Therefore, you have to give a coin. Now, my duchkid Resh Lakish, lukmi kamat nitin b'yesh no schirut v'tchil avatsof v'diavla. Why is Resh Lakish pushing himself to say our Tana holds the Shita that Tzchirut is mitzchil avatsof? And in our case, he had to give her pruta. Why not read it straight? He didn't give her an extra pruta. Ain't the Tzchirut el avatsof and Shalom al Yisrael. Amaravat nitin k'shita. He was bothered by the language of the Mishnah. That's why Resh Lakish pushed himself. My Yirida Tani Amanat need to be schar. Why does the Mishnah say? Go back and look at the Mishnah. How merely Isha, I'm going to actually almanat. Why not say bischar? With the value of me speaking, not on condition that I speak. Ella, shvamina, call almanat keichad yavlahu. Every time you say almanat, it means they're separate kedushin. And the other thing that I'm saying is a condition, which I fulfill it, then you'll accept the kedushin that I'm giving you, which is with regular money or something else. Alright, second half of the Mishnah is almanat shiyurtse abba. I'm a kaddish you on condition that father agrees. If father agrees, fine. If not, not. Which means that's a valid condition. Now, this is going to get a little bit difficult to deal with, as you'll see in a moment. If father dies, then automatically kiddushin are good, even though father did not necessarily yet do whatever agreeing is. Let's say the son died, meaning the son who was mekadesher died. We teach the father, we coach him to say, I wasn't interested. Which means that there is no kiddushin, therefore she doesn't fall to a yevam. She's single. Now, let's see what this means. My amanat shirtza abba, what is on condition the father wants? What does that mean? You mean the father has to say yes? So then look at the second case. How can you say a father died? And obviously the father didn't say yes yet, because then there's nothing to discuss. How can you say mekudesh? He didn't say yes. So consent must not require him to actually say yes. Ella, what is it? Almanachi ishtoka, but it just means as long as father's silent, then that's good enough. So then, ema seifa meta ben mamdin to avlamar shenotze. What happens in the last case? If the son dies, we coach the father to say, I don't want it. Am I? How does that work? Rashatik. Father was already silent at the moment of kiddushin. There's already kiddushin in place. We can't retract it by him suddenly saying, I don't want. There was already silence. If silence is what assent means. You know what he said? He said, I'm Makadish you as long as father doesn't protest. Now, what does that mean? Reisha b'chad taima. The Reisha is understood to be, the Reisha is interpreted as follows. As long as father does not protest. So therefore, when father died, kiddushin are valid. Mitziyata v'seifa b'chad taima. But the last case of the father dying or of the son dying, those are a different understanding. In other words, we're going to say what his condition was a little bit more explicit than what the Mishnah said. In the middle and last case, what he says, as long as father does not protest. And therefore, when the son died, when the father died, so he didn't protest. Then marriage, the valid condition is good. When the son dies, we coach the father to protest. There's the protest. But the first case is, as long as father is either way, either silent or has to say yes, then if he says yes, fine. If he doesn't say yes, then not, or he's silent, whatever it may be. Now, Avyanayin. So, Reisha b'chad tama, mitziyata v'seifa b'chad tama. Are you going to tell me that the Reisha is one, meaning within the Mishnah, the first condition was really worded differently than the second and third, or the cases of the second and third? Rabbi Yanai says, yeah, indeed. We infer from Rabbi Yanai's ruling that the Mishnah should be read as not being a consistent condition. We'd rather push and stretch the Mishnah to even be slightly different in its composite parts, as long as it's all can be one Tana, rather than saying it's two Tanoim, two different authorities, and read the interpretation the same. Very interesting. So we weren't willing to say, oh, that is one Tana, and that's another Tana who believed differently about the nature of silence, etc., but rather it's all one Tana, and the explicit condition was different in the cases. Rav Yosef bar Amiamar, he comes up with an elegant solution. The olam chatamahu, it's all one tam, meaning that the condition stated was, the explicit condition stated was consistent throughout. Mayamanat shiratzab, what does it mean on condition the father wants? Al menachlo yimche abba mikan vachlo shimyom. As long as father doesn't protest within the next 30 days. So here we go. If father protests, kiddushin are off. If father doesn't protest for 30 days, kiddushin are good. If father dies within 30 days, kiddushin are good. If son dies within 30 days, we have till the end of 30 days for father to say, not interested, and cancels it out, and then we're fine. And then one Tana could have uttered the entire Mishnah, and it would all be, every condition would be read the same way. Alright, this now is Mishnah Zion. Kidashti et piti v'eni odeh lemi kidashtia. A man says, I was mekadesh my daughter, accepted kiddushin for my daughter, but I don't know from whom. Uvachad v'mar ni kidashti. And a fellow comes along and says, I'm the guy. Ne'aman, we believe that guy. Now, how far do we believe the guy? We'll see. Ze'amar ni kidashti. Ze'amar ni kidashti. Let's say two guys come forward, and each says, I'm the guy. Shnem not nim get. Then they both have to give a get to the girl. If they both agree, one says, I wasn't really interested, and the other says, I am, then the one not interested gives a get, and the other guy can marry her. Because either he was always married to her, and the other guy's get is meaningless, or the other guy was married to her, and now she's divorced. Obviously, if one of them is a Kohen, he cannot be the Kones. Now, Amarav, Neman li ten get ve neman lichnos. In the first half of the Mishnah, the one guy comes along, and we say he's trusted, that he's the fiancé. He's trusted insofar that he has to give a get, but he's not trusted that he can marry her. Now, neman li ten get, Ein adam chote v'lolo. Why do we believe him vis-a-vis get? Because a person doesn't sin if he's not going to gain. So therefore, when he said, I'm the one, and all the only consequences of it is that he's going to have the responsibility of a get, but we're not going to allow him to marry her, then he must be telling the truth, because he's not getting a benefit. Ve'ein neman lichnos, but he's not trusted to marry her. Why? Eima yitzva tokfo. He saw the girl, he saw she's pretty, he was interested, and he heard that there's Kedushin floating out there. He said, I'm the guy. Rav Asi amar af neman lichnos. Rav Asi disagrees with Rav and says, we even believe him that he could marry her. Rav Asi agrees, but omer nit kadashti, if the woman herself says, I accepted Kedushin. And I don't remember who it was. And a guy comes along and says, it's me. Then he can't marry her. Why is that? So Rashi explains that the guy is Rav Asi says that the fellow comes along and says to the father, I'm the guy, is on guard. He's concerned the father's going to remember and say, you're not the guy, and be caught in a lie. And therefore, he'll be very careful not to say it unless he really means it. So therefore, we believe that he really knows what he's talking about. If, on the other hand, it's just the girl, he won't be so embarrassed. He'll just be, he said, she said, as it were. And therefore, he may be lying because Yitzro Tokfa. Now, Tanan, let's see if this works. Ratzu, Achanotem, Get, Vachad Kunais. The end of our Mishnah said, if there's two guys, and one of them agrees to divorce her, he gives a get, the other guy marries her. So to Yuvta Rav, you see that when a guy comes along and says, I'm the one, we allow him to marry her. Rav would say as follows, that's different because there's two guys. So therefore, the one guy who comes along and says, I married her, must be really telling the truth because he'd be afraid to lie with a competitor. Of course, that's very difficult because how can you possibly brook that situation, that explanation, when you see somebody's got to be lying here because two guys are both saying, I'm the guy. Okay? Tanya Kavateta Rav Asi, we have a braita that exactly supports Rav Asi with all the details that he gave. Kidachit v'tiv eniyodeh mi kidashtiyah, our Mishnah, v'chad v'mar kidashtiyah, afrim al nichnos, he's even believed that he can marry her, not just to give her the get. Kinsa, let's say he already married her, and that's exactly what Rav Asi, let's say he married her, v'acher v'mar ni kidashtiyah, and then another guy comes along and says, no, I'm the guy, lo kolim en lo sara'alav, there's no edim, obviously, or the edim, whoever they were, don't exist now, they're not available. The second guy does not have the power to answer her on the first guy. She's already married. Let's say a man comes up to a married couple and says, you're my wife. We don't pay. That's nothing. If a woman herself says, I accept the Kiddush, I don't remember from whom. And another guy comes along and says, that was me. He's not believed vis-a-vis the ability to marry. Because the concern is that she's probably covering for him, and she wants, you know, she doesn't want him to get in trouble. So she'll lie and go along with the lie. Ibayalahu, mauli skola yado. Let's say the father says, I was mekadesh my daughter to somebody, I don't remember who, a guy comes along and says, it was me. And now let's say somebody else has bia with her. Does the other guy get skila, because she's an eshadish? Rav Amar ain't so clean. Rav Amar says you can't. Rav Asi Amar so clean. Rav Asi says you do. Why? Rav Amar ain't so clean. Why? Ki heim ne'rachmona lav. The Torah gives ne'manut lav, as we'll see in the next podcast. The source for that, the Torah gives credibility to the father to say who he married his daughter off to. That's li'isur. That's only vis-a-vis her status. Like tolo meheimne, but the Torah doesn't give him credibility. It's going to go so far as an execution. Rav Asi Amar so clean. Rav Asi said no, you absolutely do. L'chule milta, heim ne'rachman alav. The Torah gave him credibility all the way. And then Rasi modina bo'mer n'kadashti she'en soklim. Rasi says, but I will agree with you that if she's the one who says n'kadashti, and a guy comes along and marries her, that we don't give skila based on that. V'am Rasi, and then Rasi said about himself, hana shmaita didi, this statement of mine, merap sinigri, it's breaking the roof. In other words, it's nuts, that makes sense. Hashta umab malkom she'im ba lichnos kones. He's challenging himself. He says, if in the situation where you're allowed to marry according to me, which is if the father was Mekadesh or Amart Soklim, you say, nonetheless, there's skila. Malkom she'im ba lichnos ein kones. In a case where you're not allowed to marry, even I agree, that if the girl herself says, I accept the Kiddushin, and Odinja Soklim, certainly there should be skila there. Velohi. And that we protect Rav Asi and say, no, you're actually right. The Torah did not give her Nemanut. The Torah gave the father nemanut, the Torah did not give her credibility. Which means, by the way, now we've got a third reason to distinguish between the father saying it and the girl saying it. The first reason we saw in Rashi was that the fellow is not going to be embarrassed in front of the, in front of her to be lying, but he will in front of the father. In the Gemara, we have him in Ishma Chafalav in the Braita. And then we have the third explanation, which is that that's the way the Torah did it. The Torah gave credibility to the father and not to her. Rav Chista has a third shita here. Echadzeh v'chadzeh in soklin. You don't give skila whether it is based on the father's word or based on her own word. V'azda Rav Chista l'tamer. Rav Chista is being consistent. Why? Rav Chista, b'ni zeh b'en tesh shanim v'yom achad. B'ti zu bat gimel shanim v'yom achad. If a man testifies about his own son that he's of age of Bia, and therefore if an erva had Bia with him, she would be chayv mita, he's katan. But he's over 9 years older, or his daughter is over 3 years old. Again, if an erva had Bia with her, the guy would be chayv. Neman la korban, he's believed vis-a-vis korban, so if it was bishogi, they bring a korban. Avalo makot v'alonshim, not for makot. Let's say it was a kohen, and she's a zona for whatever reason, or chalala, right? Then he doesn't get makot, v'lo la'onshin, so they're not for mita. Tanaka v'tel Rav Chista, and we have a parite that supports Rav Chista. B'nizah ben yugim ha'shanem v'yom achad, b'tizu bat yud bet shana v'yom achad. Now a person testifies that the child is adult. Neman le nedarim, they're believed vis-a-vis nedarim, that the kids are chayiv to fill the nedarim. By the way, even if they don't understand what they mean, because now we're passed on at nedarim. L'charamim. For all sorts of haflaw that they might make, but they're not believed vis-a-vis makot ma'onshin, meaning unless we have proper testimony of how old this child is, or we have simanim, whatever, then the child is not considered an adult, and therefore we cannot act with corporal or capital punishment on them. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast at the next Mishnah on the top of Daf Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.